New episode of Klein Alley Show is about to begin, but before that can happen, Alley, let's tell the people what they need to know.
You mean about San Bernardino International Airport?
Of course I'm talking about the San Bernardino International Airport. Easy, close, and not LAX.
And parking is always just $5 a day, which means it is El Cheapo approved.
Fly nonstop to Provo, Utah for all the skiing, snowboarding, or wives you can handle.
And of course you can fly into my hometown of San Francisco. San Bernardino International Airport, when airports smell great.
Ta-da-da.
Good morning. It's Friday, June 5th, and you've tuned into the Klein and Alley Show. My friend here, Klein, does the weekend song every Friday. Without further ado, take us away.
It's not about that Monday, Tuesday. No one cares about Wednesday. Thursday. Forget that
morning. Oh, no.
Yeah, you fat.
Are you ready for the rear end? Are you ready for the weekend? Are you ready for the rear end? Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, trash. Thursday, Friday, forget about that. Friday, Saturday, Wednesday, Sunday, sleeping in.
Eating brunch.
I want to say penis.
Gay. That's me.
Who's this foreigner here? Am I right?
Hey, I have HPV.
Hit the beach or hit the mall.
No, no, it has to go in the butt.
Do nothing at all. Sleep in, watch movies, read books.
Anything goes.
Just take a look.
Butt crack.
Are you ready for the weekend?
Yeah.
Are you ready for the rear end?
Go.
Are you ready for the weekend?
Yeah.
Are you ready for the rear end?
Go.
Are you ready for the weekend?
Yeah.
Are you ready for the rear end?
Go.
Are you ready for the weekend?
Yeah.
Are you ready for the rear end?
Go.
Are you ready for the weekend?
Yeah.
Are you ready for the rear end?
Go.
This is so fun, like a summer party, kids.
Ooh. It's Klein Alley Show. 106.7 KROQ FM in HD Pasadena, Los Angeles, Orange County.
The Sonic Pulse of Los Angeles.
This is the world famous K-Rock.
Hell yeah, welcome to your weekend. It's Friday morning here at K-Rock after 7 a.m. We got lots to get into this morning. One of the Wayans brothers will be joining us in the K-Rock studio. I actually do forget which one is coming by.
Do you want me to tell you, or do you want to keep guessing?
Yeah, which one? I know that it's in the schedule, but I haven't looked at it yet. I like to be surprised every day, like a choose-your-own-adventure show.
Sean Wayans will be joining
us. Sean Wayans from White Chicks and A Scary Movie. That movie's back based on the 11 billboards I drove by on the way to work today. They're promoting the hell out of the return of Scary Movie.
He's the not-gay one.
Right. Yes, a very funny character. Yes, he'll be coming to hang out with us in the K-Rock studios a little bit later this morning. And we will figure out who in our listening audience is the whitest of the white chicks. It's going to be tough to battle Allie for that because, as you know, she is the whitest woman in the world. But if you think you can beat Allie and be declared by the star of White Chicks as the whitest chick, and you don't have to actually have white skin to be the whitest chick.
No, absolutely not.
I think Johnny could win this because of the fact that how many episodes of Friends Johnny watches.
Oh, he's just discovered Friends.
He's watching all the episodes. You bother Johnny during the day. He's like, guys, not now. I'm watching Friends episodes.
I'm watching the leather pants episode.
Johnny could win Chandler's got a turkey on his head.
What's his take on the Ross and Rachel, fiasco? You know, they're on a break and all that.
Kind of like, they kind of got a thing going right now, but I've been told they break up a lot.
Yeah. Okay. So Johnny's getting into Friends for the first time. So Johnny could win.
That's hilarious.
Johnny could win the whitest chick of all, but you'll have an opportunity to battle it out, and it'll be exciting to have one of the actual stars of a cinematic classic like White Chicks determine.
You know, White Chicks is still to date the only movie that I have purchased on my Apple.
Wow.
Music.
That's
it's
incredible.
It's like on my Apple account, it is the only movie that's there.
For El Cheapo to actually make a purchase of anything.
Oh, I bought it for $20. I said I need to rewatch this over and over and over again.
This ain't going to be one of those 48-hour rentals where you have a limited clock to rent it and watch all of it.
Unlimited access.
I want to own this. That's so funny that is the only movie that you've purchased.
Still, after phone after phone, account after account, it's always right there in my movies.
I think the only movie I bought is like Sing 2 because it was the only thing that like my kids agreed on watching for
on,
a
like,
while.
Like an airplane?
Yeah, now I'm just like, I'm like, you guys want to watch Sing 2 again?
It just follows you everywhere.
That's all.
They're like, still? I don't care.
Yeah, they're like, you love Sing 2. You may like this. So we'll get you on the list to go see Foo Fighters in Nashville this morning as well. Also get you to San Diego to see Sublime. at the Field of Dreams, Petco Park, with Slightly Stupid. That'll all be coming up. We've been doing that all week. Nothing new there. And then some surprises around every twist and turn of today's show. So if you need us, the interaction can start immediately. 800-520-1067, or just sit back and enjoy passively on a Friday morning. K-Rock Klein Alley's show. If you're wondering what day of the week it is, this should remind you.
Alley, Brother Klein. Yes, holy man, Brother Klein. You know what time it is? It's Friday. It's $500 Friday.
$500 Friday. If you would like to become $500 richer instantly, all you got to do is call us now at 800-520-1067, answer some questions about things happening in the news.
I feel like the money you win seems a little sweeter now that summer's around the corner.
It sure does. Everything hits different. Everything feels better. Even just yesterday, I had driving windows down, and I had a moment of just really appreciating, and not that it's not nice around the country right now, because this is where everyone kind of gets to feel what we get to feel year-round, but it's, even when they get good weather and in other places, it's better here. It's even better.
It's even walking out of our building and getting that sun on your face, you just go, oh, God.
Then I scurry to the shadows again where I belong in the darkness. But still, if you'd like to take advantage of the $500 Friday on a summer Friday.
Are you ready for the $500 Friday?
Yes.
Are you ready for a contestant that's going to fail miserably?
Yes.
No.
That's
right. Let's go, Johnny Pickle winner. $500.
That's right. You call now. You speak to Johnny or Vanessa. One of you will make it through to Allie. Think of Allie as the dragon who waits for you at the end of a level.
And I'm the last boss.
She is the last boss.
And the broadest shouldered boss.
And if you would like to take her money, now's a good chance to call us. We'll come back with that and more after this. 800-520-1067. A $500 Friday awaits you. Allie knows the news next. Five questions, $100. Each question could be $500 total. That was math. I can't do math on a Friday morning. Can't do math any morning. My brain literally just shut down in the middle of that. That was my brain hitting the brakes.
It's like, whoa, Klein. Whoa, what are we doing here?
Hold on. It's just $500 of Allie's money. It could be yours. We do it every morning around this time, but on Friday, it's a little bit sweeter, five times sweeter, as a matter of fact. Chance for you to win some money and prove you know what's happening in the world. These are all topics that will probably get brought up at some point today or over the weekend, and you'll be smarter than all your friends and family because you listen to Allie Knows the News on K-Rock.
Smarter than Klein, at least.
That's for sure. We say good morning to Guillermo. Good morning, Guillermo, listening to us right now in El Habra. Hello. La Habra, there he is.
Hello.
Hey, what's up, Guillermo?
Alhambra, bro. Alhambra.
Oh, you're in Alhambra. Good morning.
And you're dyslexic.
Yeah, good morning.
I got to go home, I think. I think I'm done. My brain has already accepted the fact that it's a summer weekend. I got to get out of here ASAP.
Out.
Guillermo, did I get your name right at least?
You kind of did, yeah. Johnny said it pretty bad earlier when I was on.
What did Johnny say?
Guarmo, like you couldn't even pronounce it.
Guarmo.
Johnny's Mexican. That's
no, I was hyping him up, and I called him DiGiorno.
All right. Well, anyway, let's. Allie's going to leave the K Rock Studios.
Gladly.
Sequester. I hope we give you $500. The very least we can do to put you after putting you through all of this. So Allie's out of here as soon as she officially shuts that door and says sequester. Your round will begin. Five questions, all about things happening in the world. Do better than Allie and instantly get $500 richer. Let's go, Guillermo.
Allie knows the news.
Sadly, an actor from this movie was fatally stabbed in Tarzana. What movie was this actor in? It's making the news big time this morning.
What movie was he in?
Yeah.
Maverick? Top Gun? I don't know.
All right. We go to question number two. The U.S. is proud of the fact that in the month of May, it added how many jobs? This will be closest to the actual number of jobs that were added. How many jobs were added in May, which is a good sign for apparently
I
the
U.S. I thought it was 172,000.
Go to question number three. Weezer has a new album they've announced, and you know they like to name their albums after colors. Which color is Weezer going with for their new album?
Blue.
Again, we go to question number four. A diner is suing Outback Steakhouse for $1.5 million. For what reason?
They copied one of their menu items.
They stole a menu item? All right, someone had an idea. Blue and Onion, that was me. I came up with that. And finally, question number five. This person is out as the Grand Marshal icon at the WeHo Parade that's happening this weekend. They were going to be the Grand Marshal, and now they no longer are. Who is it that is no longer the Grand Marshal?
Allie Johnson.
Allie Johnson. I would understand why. She says so many problematic things on the show that you can't possibly have her leading that parade. All right, let's bring her in. We'll score it together. Guillermo, rooting for you. $500 up for grabs. All technically things happening in the news. Let's pay the people. Come on, Guillermo. Question number one, Allie, back in. Sadly, an actor from this movie was fatally stabbed in Tarzana.
Yes. Well, he was in Arachnophobia. Did you know that?
I did know that, but that's I will accept that as a correct answer as well. But the movie that everyone's talking about, the most recent big blockbuster he was in was...
Top Gun Maverick, right?
And you know who got that right? Guillermo got that right. And
what's the name of the actor?
James Handy is the name of the actor.
Okay.
This guy in his 80s, I think, when he was stabbed by his girlfriend's son, they think.
Damn.
I know. What is with people killing parents, guys?
Go to question number two. Tied up 1-1 after one. We go to question two right now. The U.S. is bragging because in the month of May, it added how many jobs? They're very proud of themselves for adding this many jobs. Closest to the actual number, we'll get the point.
40,000?
40,000. They would not be so happy about that. They added 172,000 jobs. And you know who got that exactly right?
Exactly right.
Guillermo on the screw nailed that one. Good job, Guillermo.
How are we hearing about layoffs every single day?
Well, that's the thing. I don't think they factor in all the people that lost jobs. They just talk about all the jobs that were added. And so if you do the real math on how many jobs were lost as well, then you start going, well...
It's plus or minus 100.
Yeah, but anyway, 172,000 jobs were added in the month of May, according to the U.S. So Guillermo gets the point. He goes up one on Allie.
Damn.
Here we go. Question number three. Weezer loves to name their albums after colors, and they have a new album that they have announced that is named after which color?
It is what California is known for, gold!
He said blue, but they, of course, already have a blue album. It was their first album, and, you know, to date, maybe still their most popular. I think when we talked to them months ago, they didn't even tell us what color it was going to be.
Well, they didn't know.
They didn't know yet, but the correct answer is gold. The Weezer Gold album will be coming, and Allie gets the point. It's tied things up with two questions left. Here we go. A diner is suing Outback Steakhouse for $1.5 million for what reason?
A diner is suing Outback?
A diner.
A customer, a customer.
A patron.
Oh, a person.
Yes.
Yeah.
Because the calories aren't right.
Ooh.
It's actually 7,000 calories for a Bloomin' Onion, not 4,000.
I do believe Outback has the most delicious and least healthy appetizer of all of those restaurants, and it is their bacon cheese fries.
Oh, really? I thought it was the Bloomin' Onion.
No. I think the bacon cheese fries has been called like heart attack on a plate by many health experts, and it is unbelievable. It is so good. I haven't had those cheese fries in forever, but they are great.
Damn. I just remember that sauce from the Bloomin' Onion being so addicting, I would drink it.
We are both gross. This guy claims that he believes that a menu item was stolen. Allie claims that the calories were wrong. The real answer is much funnier. A diner at a Outback apparently claims that while they were walking to the bathroom to be a bloke or a Sheila.
Oh my God, they didn't know?
They slipped on some mashed potatoes that were on the floor and went head first into the ground, and now they have permanent head injury.
Oh, that is hilarious.
So they're suing Outback for $1.5 million. Now, if you could sue them for going into the wrong bathroom there, I would be so rich.
I thought that's what you were going to say, that they didn't know, so now it's just embarrassing and they're suing.
The amount of times that I've walked into that room, I'm not a Sheila. Sheila. We go to question number five now, and it's still tied up. Very exciting. $500. It could come down to this question. This person is now out as the Grand Marshal icon of
Kathy
the
Hilton.
I haven't even finished the question.
Of WeHo Pride, right?
That's the question,
She's out.
He guessed Allie Johnson was out.
Well,
but the correct answer is Kathy Hilton, because of her relationship with Trump, I guess, is officially now out as the Grand Marshal icon at the WeHo Parade this weekend. Vanessa will be live on the scene.
Oh, I can't wait.
For another round of Vanessa Yells at the Gays.
Gay.
And Guillermo.
Happy Pride, everyone.
You are doing...
Happy Pride.
Doing great until the end. And sadly, Allie must put her money back in her pocket. And what must you shamefully admit over the airwaves of K-Rock? Go ahead.
And Guillermo and Allie knows the news. That last question wasn't fair, dude. That was one for her.
You know what? I like what this guy's saying. Why?
Also, I think you misled him with the diner thing. You clarified it for Allie, but not him.
Yeah, man, I should get half of it, man.
All right, you know what? I'm going to rescore this thing. I'm going to recalibrate
it.
I'm going to call this a tie, which sadly still means Allie gets the win. But it's a tie, though, and we will send you something. Give this man something for the troubles as we give you new Evanescence on K-Rock. K-Rock, we are Klein Allie's show on a Friday. That is Evanescence. Who will you follow on KROQ? It is Friday morning. You should be in a great mood. A little bit later, we get you on that list so you can go see Foo Fighters Nashville. Final couple chances to hop on the list with us. We'll do that throughout the day today. Monday morning, we give someone the good call that will change their life forever. You know how when you think about something you haven't thought about in a while, or you mention a person's name, even if you haven't seen them in years, all of a sudden they kind of pop into your life and you think to yourself, that must be like a glitch in the matrix somehow. Like, this is a person I hadn't thought about. Their name came up randomly and now I run into them, or now I get a random text from them, or a song you've been thinking about but you hadn't heard in a while, and right, all of a sudden we randomly play it on K-Rock and you're like, that's so weird. And you go, did my brain get the order wrong? Am I Benjamin Buttoning my life right now? What's going on here? Yesterday we had a conversation on the show about accidentally getting something for free, where you go to a place and they don't charge you, and either you have a moment to be the good person and go, hey, you forgot to charge me, or you go, hey, this is a win for me. I'll take this as a win. We had that conversation on there yesterday.
By the way, most of the people did not say, hey, you didn't charge me.
Right. Rarely, especially now with the cost of everything, and we feel like we're getting nickel and dimed on all things, especially with those tip screens, that occasionally when we get something for free, we just go,
run.
That's a win for us. Yesterday, on my drive from K-Rock back to the Valley, I stopped on the way to get a protein smoothie.
Oh, my God.
Because I got to feed the neck.
Fine.
Feed me. And I called. I didn't order.
How much is the smoothie, by the way?
Well, here's the thing you guys will find funny.
It's like an $18 smoothie, but with all the protein, it turns out to like $45.
No. With all the, it's about a $14 smoothie. With all the protein, it gets close to $20. But the funny thing is, I said to the person on the phone, I said, does that have whey protein? And she goes, it's got plant protein. And I said, can you give me whey instead? She goes, we can't give it to you instead, but we can just add it on top of the plant.
Oh, my God.
And I go, bring on the protein.
Oh, my God.
So how many grams in that smoothie of protein was there?
20 plant, 20 whey.
40, oh, my God.
40 grams of protein.
You realize, too, that you need to eat real protein, not just powdered protein.
Powder protein. That's my new favorite food group is powder. It was gummy for a while now.
Everything
powder.
You eat chalky as hell?
Yes, yes. So I...
Okay, so you get the smoothie.
I'm stopping, so I call it in because I was trying to ask this stupid protein question. And when I get there...
They go, Meathead is here.
Here comes the neck. The neck has arrived.
Neck man walking.
The guy just hands me the smoothie and goes, have a good day. And
oh, he said, have a good day.
Have a good day. And he goes right back to his job. There's no one by the register. I look around for a second. I have kind of that moment of sipping where I go, I don't think I paid for this. I know I haven't paid for this because I called it in. I didn't give him any payment information. But no one here seems like they want to ring me up. So I kind of slowly, awkwardly.
I'm scared of you, dude, because of that neck.
I think no one's scared of me, dude.
You have a good day now, sir.
Yeah.
Let's
take
some money.
I loitered.
Should have just drank it.
I loitered for a little bit, and then I realized, I guess, this is the odds of this are crazy. We just talked about this on the air, and now here I go getting a free smoothie.
The visual of you awkwardly slinking out of the store, I wish that there was camera footage.
Well, so I kind of do the move where I didn't want to fully, quote, steal, so I walk outside.
You, like, sidestepped?
I sidestepped outside, but then there was, like, a little sitting patio, so I
just kind of like, this is my friend here, pretend friend.
Yeah, I kind of looked around, I looked at my phone.
Did you pull out your phone and have a fake conversation?
And then I slowly walked to my car backwards while still looking at the place. And then I got in my car, closed the door, I'm waiting, no one said anything, and I drive off. And I go, wow. I go, look at this. And I go, I can't believe that this happened to me. Well, then, about 2 hours later, I start getting missed calls from a 323 unknown number. And I know you guys think
you also start getting mass amounts of diarrhea.
Yeah, I'm sitting on the toilet, exploding, like Mount Vesuvius. And I get call after call after call, and I finally answer. And the person goes, hi, I believe we made you a smoothie earlier today that you took and did not pay for.
No.
They tracked me down. They must have gone like caller ID style, found my number.
Well, I mean, it is an expensive, it's a $20 smoothie, so that's quite a loss for them.
And I said, I go, I didn't pay for that? Now, I knew I didn't pay for it, but I was kind of going like, oh, that's weird.
Yeah, you did the dance.
And she goes,
are you the guy that did the backwards dance?
She goes, yeah. She goes, the smoothie has been taken, and someone here says that they remember giving it, but we still have the ticket here that was never closed out.
Oh.
So how do you want to deal with this?
Dare question the neck?
And I would,
yeah. So then you said click, right? Clickety click, not my problem.
I didn't. I should have said clickety click, not my problem. But I awkwardly kind of go, I usually pay on the app ahead of time, but
they said we don't have an app.
I go, we're not on the app. So I go, oh, all right. So the woman basically goes, I think you accidentally stole the smoothie, is what she said to me.
Wow,
accidentally
she
stole
said
the smoothie.
She used the S word.
Yes, it stole a smoothie. Both two S words.
Did you apologize?
And I said, that doesn't sound like me. I can't bring the smoothie back because I've consumed it. So
at this point, you're hoping she says, okay, you know, for this time, you know, just she's going to let it go.
Yeah, I was thinking she was going to say something like, just want to make sure you got it because we have this extra ticket here. And she goes, but she clearly wanted to get understandably paid. And I said, all right, well,
I wonder if it was a manager or if it was the person who was working that shift at the time. Because when they close out, if there's a balance that's off, I remember when I was doing that job, it was like, oh, you have to retrace your steps and make up this money or it comes out of your check.
I felt so much shame as I went in and grabbed the first credit card I could find in my
wallet.
Now
you felt shame?
To pay for this thing. And I said, well, can I just like stop by there tomorrow and settle up because I'll drive by it again? And she goes, well, it'd be better if you just took care of it now. So then I grabbed a card and I gave her the information.
I don't think they're going to believe you're good for it.
She said, this card is not going through. Which is extra humiliating because now it feels like I stole a smoothie and I'm now giving a credit card that is maxed out.
That you're just bamboozling everybody for smoothies all day long.
And I go, oh yeah, you know what? It's a new card.
Oh God, you made it up?
No, I have a new card. My expiration date was June. I guess it just expired, it happened to expire. So I was like, let me give you a different card.
Oh, and then you have to rummage.
Yeah, so now I gotta go find it, and of course I get through all of it. She goes, all right, well, thank you. And I go, thank you.
Did she ask if you want to leave a tip?
She did not ask over the phone if I want to leave a tip. But it was just one of those truly humiliating moments.
Got a freebie, but it backfired.
Backfired in a big way, which we didn't hear any of those stories yesterday.
I would
have loved the cautionary tale to have not done that. So if you do get away with, quote, a accidental freebie like we talked about yesterday, just be aware that
it might get embarrassing.
Yeah, that call you get 3 hours later where they think you can't afford the smoothie. And then, and little did I know with those 40 grams of protein, I probably shouldn't have.
I can't believe you answered.
I put it on monthly payments.
You'd answer and go, I voted already. God, leave me alone.
Yeah, I mean, that thing has been consumed and crapped out four times by now.
Ew.
We got to take a break. We get back in a moment with your actual ADD news and more show after that. Hey, Rock Klein Alley Show. Let's find out what's happening in the world. Then a brand new hour of the show will officially begin. It's going to be a great hour of the show because we have for you lots and lots of opportunities to win and a brand new round of Johnny Doesn't Know on a Friday, which means it's not the lightning round, but you get to get full dumb Johnny. He goes full dumb for the full segment. That'll be coming up and much more. But first, there's this.
Grab your Adderall. It's time for ADD News.
I don't know why Hollywood has gotten so stabby all of a sudden. These stories are so sad. But we have another actor who was stabbed in his home this year, James Handy. He was in Top Gun Maverick. He was in Arachnophobia. He was in Logan. He was in the original Jumanji. He was the Exterminator. He was in The Rocketeer. He's been doing movies for decades. Unfortunately, he was stabbed and found outside of his home in Tarzana. And they have already arrested his girlfriend's son. His girlfriend and the son lived in the house with him. And they said a 911 caller called in, obviously, when the murder happened and said, I am the son of man. I just killed the man of sin. Later, the son turned himself in. He flagged down police and told them, I'm the person you're looking for. He's in his 40s and he's been arrested and is now on $2 million bond. So it seems like, obviously, there's some mental health issues there. Maybe something snapped. But, of course, they don't really know anything more about motive or anything like that.
He's also living at home with his folks at 40.
Do we know that?
Well, he was living in the home with
them. That's what Allie just said.
Okay.
So, seems like a guy should have got his own studio apartment, need a little space. I'm pretty sure if I live with my parents these days, I would get all stabby within about a week.
Yeah, and you're also like, this is my mom's boyfriend.
I know.
You know, but it seems like a nice guy. Seems like a a good, obviously a successful guy.
It seems like
this guy is, this son is very troubled.
We have all of these extremes now, and there used to be many shades of gray.
Why are we going right to stab?
Yeah, right. It does seem like there's no need to go right to that. That's the most extreme reaction. It could just be, you know, even sometimes the fun stuff, like a little Visine and the coffee. That'll teach a lesson without having to actually kill someone.
Yeah, even the method of killing now is just getting a bit like...
Ooh.
Stab is so difficult and so messy and so... But maybe that's why it's just not... It's not even premeditated. It's just a random, hey, I'm holding a knife and I'm going crazy.
Yeah, it's very personal.
Yeah.
There have been times where I... You know, like with you and your wife, where you get into fights with your wife.
And I want to stab you in the face.
I can tell that my wife has like crazy eyes because she's mad at me. And I will actually take, like, if we have knives that we just washed and they're on the counter, like very accessible. And I will like go like take a moment and be like, I'm going to put these all in a drawer. So they're not just like out there. Because sometimes
it is like if you're standing in the kitchen arguing, you're like,
yeah.
This is here.
Sometimes I'm like, God, she's got that look in her eyes that I feel like she could grab this thing and throw it at me. So I just want to put it in a drawer.
It's not like serial killer where you're like, I'm going to do the chainsaws my thing.
I'm going to follow
everyone around with that. You got to seek that out and plan that out.
It feels like one of those, I just don't want to give someone easy access. It's like those people that... You know, the people that put rocks in front of their houses, decorative rocks. And I think to myself, do these people not have any enemies? Why would they put so many weapons? They're putting so much stuff, like, right there. They're giving a full ammunition to anyone who doesn't like them.
Sometimes they do really small pebbles, though.
Yeah, but, like, I would never put rocks in front of my house. I have too many people that probably don't like me. Why would I give them,
I'm going to stone you to death.
Yeah, it just seems crazy.
It's going to take forever. So, coming soon is a Siri that doesn't suck, at least according to Apple. Next week is the Apple Worldwide Developers Conference, where they share all the exciting things that they've been working on for the last year. And they promise this time they will give us a better Siri. They couldn't do it last year. I think they couldn't do it the year before that either. But now they say they are ready. She will now be able to learn you, customize herself for you. She will access everything, your emails, your messages, your files, your photos, so that you can ask her more complicated questions, such as, and these are the examples from Apple, show me the files Eric sent me last week. Find the email where Eric mentioned ice skating. Find the books that Eric recommended to me. Where's the recipe that Eric sent me?
Yeah, Eric sucks.
Eric sounds like needy and annoying.
Sure.
What's my passport number? They also,
so that
I can get out of the country and away from Eric.
Yeah, that actually is, that's the first useful thing. Like those little
things.
What's
my password for enter any website here?
Yeah, that's pretty good.
That would be great. Siri can also see what's on your screen in real time and help complete actions involving whatever you're looking at. So for example, if somebody texts you, here's my address, you just say, Siri, add this to their contact, and she'll be able to do it.
But we need to have safe words with Siri where if, like, someone's trying to get us caught doing something, or if we, like, say something like avocado, Siri will know not to give us the intel. Like,
Siri,
if
you're, like, be cool.
Yeah, like, there's got to be some sort of, like, do it in a different tone.
Well, she's supposed to know your voice, so if somebody else says, hey, Siri, give me my passport number, she wouldn't do it because it's not you.
Right. Yeah, well, I think
but the problem is she needs to be able to just answer to, hey, Siri. Let's start with that.
But there's too much.
Because I can't even get her to say, hey, what's up?
But the voice cloning has gotten so good now that that's the other thing is if she's just going by voice alone and all you need to do is say, hey, Siri, what's my Social Security passport, mother's maiden name? She'll throw it all at you. Yeah.
Cars for Kids has been an annoying staple on everybody's radio for decades, and they've dealt with a lot of scandal this year because people realized their cars were not going to the kids. They were just going to one Jewish school in New Jersey, which is fine if that's what you want to donate to, but people felt they were misled because Cars for Kids said it was going to kids in general and across America, not just in New Jersey. Because of this, a court had ruled that Cars for Kids could no longer advertise in California. They get 25% of their revenue from California. But they've already found their way around it for now. They appealed. So that went through, and you will hear the annoying jingles while they drag this out in court for months or years on end.
I thought they updated the jingle because they got all that, all the stank on them now that they decided to give them like a new, updated, more rock and roll jingle. I think it's in there. That's not the right jingle.
There's a new
scam jingle that we're playing. Yeah, it's in that audio that was put in there, but that's okay. We don't have to do it. That's the original. That's the one that we know.
Donate your car today.
This one.
My name is Colin Crest, and I was the lead singer in the Cars for Kids commercial.
This is the behind the music now of the kids that were in that
commercial. I'm now addicted to crack.
Yeah, so it all ended badly for all of them. But there you have it, your Cars for Kids, and now Puddle of Mud. We will get into a brand new hour of the show in moments. Perhaps the greatest hour of your life. We have for you your final chances to hop on that standby boarding list so you can go take a road trip, K-Rock's Road Trip USA, and see Foo Fighters in Nashville. We'll do that. Plus, Johnny Doesn't Know. It's all coming up on K-Rock.